And we're back. You're listening to Know Your States, Know Your Community here on 88.5 KRFY. I'm Jack Peterson here with Jim Healy, and we move on now to the Keystone State, our fifth most populous state, home to 13 million people, the second state in the Union, which ratified the Constitution on December 12, 1787. We are talking to a Pennsylvanian named Deb Hunsicker. Thanks for being here, Deb.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
What do we call someone from Pennsylvania?
It's for sure Pennsylvanian.
Fred Waring
and the Pennsylvanians.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. Uh-huh. I'm wondering if there was something. Mm-hmm. Pennsylvanian has lots of syllables in it. It was like the Keystoners.
Oh, a shorter
Never heard that one? No.
Let's just, maybe it's because of this word stoner. But yeah. Keystoners, you know,
I mean. Yeah, that makes sense.
Let's make a new one.
Let's see. Okay. There's usually, yeah, is there any kind of nickname for somebody from Pennsylvania?
I don't think so. Pennsylvanian.
Yeah.
The Penners.
Something okay. like that.
Where in Pennsylvania were you born, Debbie?
I was born in Harrisburg, which is the state capital. And lived just outside of Harrisburg until I was about 4 years old. And then we moved about 50 miles north to a little town called Northumberland.
Northumberland. Now, is this in the center of the state or where is Harrisburg?
It's basically central Pennsylvania, a little bit east of center, and it's right on the Susquehanna River.
Ah. And is that one of the three rivers that meets in Pittsburgh?
No.
No? What are the three that do you remember? Okay.
I have never actually been to Pittsburgh, so.
Ooh,
okay. Yeah.
How about Philadelphia?
Yes, I lived in Philadelphia for a while.
Okay, so what's the geography like in central Pennsylvania?
It's a lot of pastoral landscapes, small farms, wooded acres, ridges, low mountains. It's, I think the mountains in Pennsylvania don't really get much above about 3,000 feet. Yeah, and then a big river, the Susquehanna, running right through the middle of the state.
And growing up, did you play around the river?
Not really.
Or were you warned not to because bad things happen when you get down by the river?
My family just wasn't into boating or water sports or activities like that. So I was more into playing in the woods or out in the fields and riding my bike and hiking.
But it's that kind of river, big enough for boats and, it's not a rushing river. It's big enough for kind of recreation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. And also I imagine for commerce, is that still the case? Was it once the case, I guess?
I assume so.
Yeah, I think of all the rivers in that part of the United States at one point being used for for shipping goods, but I don't know if people still do that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What were the seasons like in central Pennsylvania?
It's a four-season climate, like we have here.
Okay.
And the winters are not as harsh as we have. I mean, we definitely got snow. Gets cold, but not as much as it does here. Summers are hot. It can be humid. That's the thing I don't miss about
the
East Coast is the humidity. Basic four-season climate, deciduous forests, so lots of nice fall colors.
Now, is Harrisburg and then where you move to too far away from the two Great Lakes to get what's called lake effect snow?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
So you're definitely far away. And then you moved to Philadelphia.
Yeah, I went to college in Westchester, which is just west of the city. And then I spent about a year living in Philadelphia.
Okay, and tell us about Philadelphia. That's a big city, isn't it?
It is. I think at the time I was there, it was maybe the third largest city in the country.
Mm.
I think it slipped lots of history, yes.
Lots of history there. Okay, take us around the rest of the state, as you head up north towards New York or west Ohio and the south. That's Maryland, mainly Maryland, and a little in the bottom southwest corner, West Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the rest of the state like? Is it farming, agricultural, woody?
I think it's kind of a mix. I don't think it's all that different from where I grew up. I think it's a mix of farmland, woods. In the northeast corner of the state are the Pocono Mountains, which again aren't that high, but there are some ski areas there.
If you're I was going to ask that.
Into skiing, that would be the place to go. And I haven't spent much time in western Pennsylvania other than to drive through. But I know there's some large tracts of wooded areas up in the northern and northwestern parts of the state. I've done a little bit of backpacking up there.
Okay. And doesn't a little snippet of the Appalachian Trail cut through Pennsylvania?
It does. It does. A pretty good portion, actually.
And
it's cursed by hikers. I think if you polled Appalachian Trail hikers and said, what's the worst state? The majority would say Pennsylvania because
now why?
Rocks.
Rocks.
The trail is full of rocks in Pennsylvania. So
it's yeah, not it's a trail.
Not a favorite.
It's not a work.
Favorite. Yeah. Not a favorite.
It's work. You know, we have a map here in the studio, and when I look at Pennsylvania, and I know that we can't answer this, but I'm sort of interested with that little sliver of West Virginia going up. You know, why wasn't that part of Ohio? Or, you know, it just looks sort of strange.
It does.
You know? You know, I'm sure there was some reason why that could have been easily Pennsylvania.
We'll have to ask one of our West Virginia person. Right?
Okay.
Yeah.
When we get down to W.
Okay.
Towards the end of the year. Phil, I'm looking at a map right now, and I think I'm correct in saying that of the 13 original colonies, Pennsylvania is the only one that did not have access to the Atlantic Ocean.
There is no
Atlantic coast. There's the Delaware River flows by Philadelphia, but there's no. It's not a coastal state,
city.
Unlike
right.
all the others.
Right, that's correct.
Well, that's interesting. Is history? Of course, you know, we all learn about the Revolutionary War and the history, and the Battle of Gettysburg was in Pennsylvania. Do you feel that sense of history when you're in Pennsylvania, when you're growing up there? Do you have that kind of feeling that, oh, it all happened here? It all happened, you know, it's not far away. This, you know,
is that? Yeah, definitely. Especially living in Philadelphia, that's Independence Hall and the Liberty Bells there, and the Declaration of Independence was signed there. So there's tons of history there. And Valley Forge is a national historic park where George Washington spent a pretty miserable winter. And also Gettysburg. It wasn't far from where I grew up and where my parents ended up living for a while. So, yeah, a lot of history. There's also a Civil War museum in Harrisburg.
Cool.
That's pretty interesting.
I do want to mention, pick up what Jack was talking about, no coastline for Pennsylvania. Is there a little snippet of northwestern Pennsylvania on Lake Erie?
There is.
And what's that like? Have you been up there?
I have never been there.
I mean, that's sort of interesting. There's just so it does have water. It does have a coastline.
The town of Erie, Pennsylvania, is on Lake Erie.
Is on Lake Erie.
There you go. Yeah.
Now, do you have relatives still back there?
I do. I have a brother in Harrisburg, and my mom is still living in Harrisburg.
Okay. And we've asked this of other people whom we talked about. You know, you move away, and then you go back to visit, and you sort of realize, oh, I've missed that. I mean, are there any things that when you go back to Pennsylvania, you go, huh?
Well, I do miss the deciduous forests.
Ah.
There's something just wonderful. Looks totally different in the winter when all the leaves have dropped. And this will sound silly, but I miss Middlesworth barbecue potato chips.
One more time. Say that slowly.
Middlesworth barbecue potato chips.
Middlesworth.
Yeah. Pennsylvania is known as the snack food capital of, I don't know if it's the world or the United States, but they make more potato chips and pretzels than any other state. And there's a lot of like small producers of chips. Like here, it's pretty much you go to the store and it's Lay's potato chips, but there's more small independent producers back there. And so growing up, there's these chips that you can really only get in central Pennsylvania, and they're
so when really you good. When you land, you head to the grocery store. You know, when
well, I used to, but in this day and age, you can go online and order anything and have it delivered to your door. So when I get the craving, I don't have to go back.
And do they make other kinds of potato chips?
They do. They make plain and various other flavors, but barbecue is the best. Thing. Yeah.
Interesting. And any other food items or drinks or soda pops or any other brand names that you...
Well, Hershey's is in Pennsylvania.
Now we can talk.
Of course.
Everybody knows Hershey's. They have a big amusement park. It was always a favored summer destination. Philadelphia is known for the cheesesteaks.
Yes, Philly cheesesteaks.
You need to go to Pat's Philly Cheesesteak in South Philadelphia. That's where it was invented, supposedly.
Have you been?
I have, yes.
And do you favor a cheesesteak?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've never been to Pennsylvania, so you tell me if I've ever actually had a proper cheesesteak. I've had some very good ones, even here in town.
I think the one here in town does a pretty good job.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're pretty authentic.
I think so, too. But I wouldn't know. I need to check it out. The real deal in Philadelphia. This isn't a history show. This is just a kind of a general, what's your personal experience show. But I am curious about that, just the city of Philadelphia being jam packed with so much history, and yet it's still a modern city. Like, you almost feel like it should be encased in glass and preserved just the way it was and used for tourists or, you know, school trips, but people still have to live there and work there and go about their modern lives. Is that complicated? Is that easy? Are you just used to, you're walking to work and there's the Liberty Bell and on you go?
I never really thought about it when I lived there. I worked at the Academy of Natural Sciences, which is a natural history museum.
Okay.
And used to walk by the Museum of Art every day to get to work. And the one thing I remember about that is, if you saw the movie Rocky, there's a famous scene where he is out running and he runs up the stairs of the art museum and stands at the top and dances around. Well, it was not uncommon to see a carload of tourists pull up in front of the museum, a group of people to get out, run up the stairs and do their best Rocky imitation. So,
That's a lot of steps. Did you ever do it? I'm not a runner.
I've never run up the steps. I've walked up the stairs. And I think there's actually a statue of Rocky now at the top of the stairs.
I think you are correct. Yeah.
So, well, talking about the history of Pennsylvania and Philadelphia in particular, is there much of with Ben Franklin? Like, is there a museum of Ben Franklin in Philadelphia?
There's a museum that's called the Ben Franklin Institute.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not just focused on Ben Franklin. It's been so long since I've been there, but there is a museum named after him.
Okay. I was wondering about that.
Kind of interesting to me that a person from Harrisburg who lived in Philadelphia, you never made it once over to Pittsburgh.
I did not.
Yeah. So those two, they're on opposite ends of the state and apparently don't have all that much in common, I would think. And Pittsburgh is really in the landlocked, not at all on the East Coast kind of part of the country.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pennsylvania is, okay, we mentioned the cheesesteaks, of course.
And Mitchell.
Middlesworth.
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 Middlesworth. Potato chips, barbecue.
Is there's a famous convenience store. I think it's a Philadelphia or a Pennsylvania convenience store. Is it called, what's it called? Wawa?
Wawa, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. Anything different about that than a convenience store that you'd find out here?
No, it's just,
that's what
just
a brand.
Standard convenience store with a weird name.
Let's see. How do you pronounce the word water?
Water.
Yeah, okay. Why? I thought you were supposed to say, you're supposed to say it in a different way. Aren't you supposed to say water? Isn't that the Pennsylvania accent?
I don't know. I know there's some accents in mm-hmm. South Philadelphia, but
yeah,
but I don't know that there's a Pennsylvania accent.
No. Yeah, it's too big a state maybe to have its own accent for the whole state. But yeah, perhaps that's maybe that's a Pittsburgh accent, and that's why you don't
have.
That
could be.
I don't know. Is it the biggest? Maybe after New York, it's the biggest of those. The original 13 colonies. It's an eastern state, but as we said, without actually having access to water, or access to the ocean. Was it hard to, when you lived in Philadelphia, did you often run over to the Atlantic Ocean? Go, you know, I guess it'd be across New Jersey there?
The Jersey Shore. It's called the Shore back east.
Okay.
It's not called the coast. It's called the Shore.
The Shore.
Yes.
But the Jersey Shore was the big vacation destination. A lot of the towns have boardwalks and saltwater taffy stands and the whole ocean experience.
Yeah. You mentioned, I guess, you were an out in the woods kind of a kid growing up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You mentioned hiking, besides the Appalachian Trail in Pennsylvania, are there other, like in the Poconos, good hiking trails?
There are. There's quite a few state parks in Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then up in the northern part of the state, there's a trail called the Loyal Sock Trail, which is, it's not a super long trail, but it's very nice. And trying to think of some of the others, but there's, like I said, a lot of state parks, and we used to visit those quite frequently when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It is, what did I say at the beginning of the show? The fifth most populous state.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also a big state, so not particularly dense. You still feel like there's a lot of, does it feel crowded out there as compared to Idaho? When you go back to visit, do you feel like there's just people everywhere, or are you still able to kind of get out into the woods in a state like Pennsylvania?
I would say we don't have, out in Pennsylvania, they don't have the big areas of public lands like mm-hmm. we do here.
Mm-hmm.
Like here we have huge acres of national forests where you can just go out and camp anywhere you want. And there's not that kind of a situation in Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot of small towns, a lot of rural areas, a lot of small farms and woodlands. So it never felt crowded to mm-hmm. me when I lived there, unless I was in Philadelphia or a big city.
Yeah.
And even Harrisburg does not feel like a big city. I'm not sure what the population is now. I think it's probably 50 or 60,000.
Yeah. The two big cities are Philadelphia and Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
We know you haven't been to Pittsburgh, but is the relationship between Philadelphia and Pittsburgh, is there any kind of interstate, rivalry? Do you feel proudly you're from Philadelphia and somebody from Pittsburgh is, a rival or is it all kind of, you're all Pennsylvanians? I know the sports teams are different, obviously.
I think from a sports team standpoint, you're mm-hmm. either like a Pittsburgh Pirates fan or a Philadelphia Phillies fan.
Eagles and Steelers.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Otherwise, I never really felt a sense of rivalry.
Does Pittsburgh factor into, as a Philadelphian, do you feel like Pittsburgh, any particular, might Pittsburgh as well be a city in Ohio, as opposed to, it's just a far away, another far away city,
It's a far away city.
Yeah.
It's another universe. I have to admit, growing up as a kid, I love to look at maps and whatever. And I always liked Pennsylvania because I think it has the most letters of the alphabet in its name. And I feel mm-hmm. cheated that now you just put down PA. You know what I mean? I love mm-hmm. Pennsylvania, and writing it out and looking at it as it sprawls across mm-hmm. an envelope. And now you can just put down PA.
Yeah.
I'm done. I'm done with it.
Yes.
Anything else that as a Pennsylvanian, that you'd like our listeners to know about your state that we haven't touched upon, that where we should go visit or wrap our lips around those barbecue chips?
I think one thing we didn't mention was the Amish country in Lancaster County, which is, for reasons that are sort of mysterious to me, is a huge tourist attraction. There's tons of tour buses and tours that go through the Amish country.
Mm-hmm.
People like to look at people riding around in horse and buggies and quilt shops and shoe fly pie and whatever else. But that's a pretty popular tourist attraction.
It was when I grew up in northern Indiana, in Napanee, Indiana, the Amish country there, and with the quilts and the lifestyle. It's almost non-modern.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like stepping back and just and as I think there's one also a big colony in Iowa as well.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, as a I don't know if I'm officially a buff, but as a Civil War, you know, nerd, did you make it to Gettysburg?
I did. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been there too.
Well, how did you find, how's that? What's it like to be on that battlefield?
If you can go when it's not overrun with a ton of tourists, it's mm-hmm. nice to be able to walk around. It's kind of a somber, quiet place, especially mm-hmm. if you're there yeah. after the leaves have dropped in the winter and it's just kind of barren and quiet. And
mm-hmm.
yeah, when you think about what happened there, it's pretty amazing.
Is there any, do you find, would you be able to put your finger on any kind of characteristic of a person from Pennsylvania? What makes a Pennsylvanian, I don't know, as opposed to a New Yorker, for example, or somebody
Bostonian,
from New Jersey?
Or a Bostonian.
So you feel... Hmm. Do you feel any particular kinship to a certain kind of person who's from Pennsylvania as opposed to somebody from the other side of one of your bordering states?
I don't. I've never really thought about that. I mean, mm-hmm. I think there's a generalization about people from the East Coast being more intense, mm-hmm. more rude. I don't know. But I've never really thought about mm-hmm. Pennsylvania as being different from the other East Coast states.
Yeah, I don't think there isn't really a Pennsylvania stereotype that I can think of, really, mm-hmm. as in any direction, in any way, one way or another.
Looking on a map now, you know, if you take Vermont, New Hampshire, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, and Connecticut, and tilted them sideways, you could fit them into Pennsylvania with a little bit left over. So mm-hmm. Pennsylvania is big.
It is. It takes a while to drive across it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And maybe that explains why I just never went to Pittsburgh. It's a long drive from where
I grew
up.
It's a distance away.
Mm-hmm. And with the mountains running up the middle of it, do those, again, I've never even seen the Appalachian Mountains. I know both of you have quite a bit. Do those pose the same kind of, you know, boundary between the two halves as it is like getting across the Cascades to go to Seattle?
No.
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 No. Just an easy drive over the mountains. I think most of the mountains in Pennsylvania are between like 1,000 mm-hmm. and 3,000 feet.
Not very tall.
I think the tallest mountain in Pennsylvania is just a little over 3,000. So mm-hmm. not very tall.
Yeah. You don't mm-hmm. have to worry about if they're going to close the pass or not.
No. There's no mountain passes. No. Yeah. Nothing like that.
Huh. Yeah. Well, yeah. Deb... Time is winding down. Any final things you want to say about Pennsylvania? And one more time with your potato chips.
You're going to have to order some.
Okay, the name is?
Middlesworth.
Middlesworth. Mm. Okay, I'm going to have to do that. And I'll put on my order, Deb recommends it.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for sharing your experiences of Pennsylvania and Know Your States, Know Your Community.
Thank you.